Who wants an orange whip? Orange whip? Orange whip? Three orange whips!
Coming up on this episode of The Commercial Break.
I was at a party once. The night was getting long. Things were getting weird. Whatever was going around was going around. You know how it is sometimes when you get into those parties that you weren't invited to. Yeah, it's like one of your friends brings you over. And shit's just weird. You walk in the door and you know that many things have been going on for hours, possibly days before you even showed up. Clearly none of my friends would ever go to a swingers party. But what I found was, is that the crowd was actually rather young. They were like college age to 30, I would say, most of them. And I have an email. That's my ticket to the swingers party.
Your phone got excited.
That must be my...
Siri just booked you.
That must be my VIP tickets to the swingers party showing up.
I think it was like eHarmony.
Okay, I have a very similar application if you'd like to jump on whenever you get an opportunity. It's called Penis Harmony, and it's for mainly men, but occasionally
penis
with
harmony.
Penis Harmony. Find harmony with your penis. or P-Harmony for short. I don't know why, but we get a lot of weirdos signing up.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Now.
Called my brother today and I said, howdy, 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 ho.
Howdy, 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 ho.
That's right. The proper response would have been the callback.
Yes.
Howdy, 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 ho.
Howdy, 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 ho.
Howdy, 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 hey.
Yippee.
Skibbity-dabbity-doobity-dabbity-scoobity-doo. That's old Cap Calloway. You remember old Cap Calloway?
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do?
No.
Yeah, you had no idea who Cap Calloway was. Caught you in a lie, Hoadley. Must concede the election. Cap Calloway was a guy who was in the Blues Brothers. He was like this famous.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was like at the end, the big scene.
Hello, my
end.
Baby.
Hello, my darling.
Hello, my ragtime gal.
But he didn't scat like that. He was like a scatter, like, howdy, 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 hey.
Howdy, 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 hey.
Minnie the Moocha. She was a low down hoocha coocha. So at the end of the Blues Brothers, like this big scene where the Blues Brothers, you know, got the band back together and they got to make some money to save the orphanage. And then Cap Calloway comes out to kill some time while the Blues Brothers elude the entire Chicago police force.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic movie. Cap Calloway is a famous scatter. He's a scat daddy.
Nice.
Cool cat. Yeah.
All right. So was the little monster on Spaceballs. He did it.
He was a little scattered. Oh, yeah. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
He had a Mr. Peanuts thing on with like a cane and a top hat.
Yeah. He was like painted orange or something, like in gold. What a great movie. What a great movie. Yeah. Famous scatters. I'd like to say that I knew other famous scatters, but that's it. I do know some famous scatters, but I don't think it's the kind of scatting we're talking about.
No.
No. There's another kind of scatting.
Oh, God.
I was at a party once. The night was getting long. Things were getting weird. Whatever was going around was going around. You know how it is sometimes when you get into those parties that you weren't invited to. Yeah, it's like one of your friends brings you over. And shit's just weird. You walk in the door and you know that many things have been going on for hours, possibly days before you even showed up. And so my friend and I are on the back porch smoking a cigarette, and he says, I just can't find a woman. You know, like there's one thing that I'm into, and like, I can't find a woman. That's why I'm online looking. And I was like, what is that? Thinking he was going to be like strap on or something that would be a totally weird to me, but maybe not to him. Something I could digest. But then he explained that he was into scatting. And
I don't want to know.
I quickly went into the bathroom to pace around in circles. You know what I am into? Do you want to know what I am into right now? So
yes.
I have a bit of an eating disorder, and I think a lot of people have the same eating disorder, and it's actually an eating disorder.
Okay.
Which is like an obsessive compulsive disorder where when you have a taste for something, you eat it over and over and over.
I get that too.
Okay. So it's an actual eating disorder. It's obsessive compulsive, essentially, is what it is.
But isn't just like a craving? I always thought it was just a craving that your body had. Yeah, and it's then a, your body it's was a craving
because you're crazy.
No,
it's a craving because you have problems.
I craved black beans the other day, so I ate them. You know, kind of a couple times during the day.
Yeah, but a couple times during the day, like many times during the day or just like twice in the day?
Twice.
Okay, so that's not, that's just liking what you're eating. I'm talking about days and days on end, possibly months, running into years.
Okay.
Like I used to be on a cereal kick. I used to eat it with cream, like cereal with coffee cream.
Heavy cream.
Heavy, well, not whipping cream, but like, you know, the half and half, the stuff that you put in there. But now I have a taste all of a sudden for kettle corn.
Oh.
You know the kettle corn?
Yes.
Like the somewhat sweet, somewhat salty shit?
Uh-huh.
But it's like it's like fucking playing Russian roulette with your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
So there's a couple brands that get, there's a couple brands that get it right and there's not many kernels in there. And then, but those brands are always sold out. So I, since I have such a taste for it, I'm like, oh, I should get this other brand. And I swear, I think I cracked the tooth on one of those kernels. That's, as I get older, I find that my teeth don't want to work with some of the food products that I like used to eat. Yeah,
exactly. Well, and too, during the pandemic times of, read and I've personally noticed an uptick in jaw clenching and your teeth are hurting a little bit more. I read that dentists are getting, you know, overrun with people with cracked teeth because they're just grinding their teeth. They're stressed.
I had cracked teeth, but I went to the rehab and it fixed it.
And then you ate kettle corn.
I had cracked teeth.
Good call.
Look at my cracked teeth. I knew some people with cracked teeth. I think they were at that party when that guy wanted to scat.
Yes.
Hello, welcome to my party. Nice cracked teeth. Thank you so much.
I've been working on it for a while.
Cocaine's first bedroom on the left. Sex with strangers in the second bedroom on the right.
Oh.
Well, what a lovely house you have. Watch out for the naked lady in the front hallway. We found her on the street.
That's a mannequin.
Oh. So when I went to Publix, I used to have a job when I was a teenager. I would stock shelves at Kroger. Yes. It lasted for about a week, which is on par with some of the other jobs I had when I was a teenager. And it lasted about a week, mainly, I think, because there was no one in the store. It would be between 2 and 5. The guys that I were working with were right off parole. You know, I mean, like, it was a weird group of guys that I was much older than I was. And they
What's
were all
off parole?
Parole.
Oh, parole.
Right off Pearl, which is a boat
that
sails the Chattahoochee. All aboard! Get on the Pearl, first stop, Kroger at Johnson's Ferry.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl. But the one reason I think why I really had to leave the job, because at the time there was no such thing as an iPod or an iTunes or anything like that. You had to bring tape cassettes with you or a big fucking CD player that was the size of your head and like attach it to your belt somehow.
Right.
And so you could listen to your own music, but it was a rather inconvenient when you're doing the manual labor to have this thing hanging off the side. And I couldn't fucking take the music that they were playing 24 hours a day. And there's no like other stimulation whatsoever. You are literally moving boxes around, making sure that you're, you know, tricking the customers into buying the oldest milk first. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a mandate at that place. You don't want the customers to buy the fresh milk. You want them to buy the sour milk. So push the sour milk up front, then push the fresh milk in the back.
I'm
and
pretty
the fresh
sure
milk
people
become...
just know that.
Oh, they do?
I always dig in there and get that.
That's what I would do. So I was like, clearly I know that the fresh bread is in the back and not in the front.
Yeah.
So then I would put the fresh bread in the front to trick people.
Double psychology reversal.
Bam!
Dropping knowledge.
Baby, I had it all going on. Trust me. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. So the music was just awful, and I felt like I had to leave. I couldn't do the job one more day. Because all they were listening to, what's some of the songs? Sailing, it takes me away. Wow, we almost harmonized there.
I know.
Who is that, Christopher Cross?
Yes.
Chris on the Cross?
Christopher Cross.
Was that Chris Cross that used to sing that song?
Oh, no, Chris Cross is another duo from Atlanta. They can make you jump, jump.
They wear their pants backwards, if I remember correctly.
One of them died.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did he die?
Problems.
Coronavirus?
No.
Oh, this isn't like recently.
A couple years ago.
Problems like drug problems?
I think so.
I met them at a party one time. No joke.
Well, but Christopher Cross was
Christopher Cross.
And I really love that song.
What was another one that he had?
On the Run, No Time to be free again.
And I've got such a long way to go.
Michael McDonald was in it, too.
To make it through the border of Mexico.
And I ride.
Like the wind, ride like the wind.
Dun-dun.
So these songs would play entire eight-hour shifts from like, you know, I think we got there at like.
But you said you worked 2 to 5.
No, it was 11 to, it was, well, in between 2 and 5, there was no one there. Okay. Like you would start your shift actually at 11, but people would be shopping. Mm-hmm. But between 2 and 5 in suburbia back Atlanta back in the early 90s, there was no one there. So there's literally no interaction, and all you're listening to, it's gonna be a cool night. Hold you by the firelight. Gonna go jump off a fucking bridge. Yeah, listen to that. My dad was like the rocker in the family. Mm-hmm. So we'd take the car rides. And my dad would put on the rock station in Chicago. But my mom would put on the cock rock. Like the soft, you know, the yacht rock. The soft rock from the 70s, 80s, and today. Well, actually back then it was soft rock from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and today. It was all this soft rock shit, and it drove me absolutely nutty when I would hear it. So I rebelled against it, I think, as a teenager. I didn't really want to hear it, right?
Yeah, it wasn't your jam.
No, it wasn't my jam. It wasn't my thing. So I kind of got rid of the taste for the cock rock, but now it's coming back. Now I heard this song at Publix, and I was like, at the sailing song, and I thought to myself, wow, that really is a good song. The way that he harmonizes that whole thing, it's really a good
there
song.
There was a reason he was super popular.
How many listeners under the age of 22 do you think we just lost? We didn't have a lot to spare, Hoadley. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Uh-oh. Now you've done it.
www.tcbpodcast.com is where you're going to go to read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, and now you can watch us on YouTube. All those episodes are available on our website. So go to tcbpodcast.com. Make sure you join up for the break room. Turning the corner into the new year, Chrissy and I are going to be doing 2 shows a week. In order to get one of them, you'll need to be a member of the break room. So go there and you can't miss it. It says join the break room, and that's where you join the break room. We made it pretty easy. When we were going through our marketing meeting, we were having focus groups and stuff like that. We were like, okay, what should we say to get people to join the break room? I think we really came up with some spectacular marketing copy when we said, let's say join the break room.
Yes. Spot on.
Spot on. Cheers. Cheers to that. Cheers. Spot on. Speaking of cocks, like that segue. Speaking of cocks, did you see where in New York they broke up this swingers party because of COVID?
I did. There were like 80 people there, and there's supposed to be only 10 people. I mean, come on, swingers.
There weren't a lot of... I saw the pictures, and it didn't look like there were a lot of girls in that mix, did it?
No.
No.
But that seems right.
You think so? I mean, I've been to a swingers party. I have been to a swingers party. But not because I was a swinger, because I was booking this venue one time, and the venue, I was booking this venue with rock and roll bands, and I would go to the bar on my nights off. And one night I went there, and there was another guy who booked other nights that I didn't there, but there was this big party going on in this huge event facility that we would book these bands in.
What are these mattresses doing here? Do people dance on them?
So this guy came up. They do with their penises. Mm-hmm. They do the penis dance. Mm-hmm. I love a parade, a penis parade. So the guy comes up to me and he says, hey, Brian, do you want to come check out the party that I'm putting on tonight? You're going to love this one. And I was like, sure. Yeah, why not? We get to the front door and there's a stand that's been put up there and there's a nice young lady behind it. And there's all these cubbies, like, you know, like locker type things.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she says, do you have any clothing that you'd like to check? It was winter time and I had a coat on, but I decided not to give up my coat. No, thank you. I don't want to give up my coat. This guy knew that this was going to be a surprise to me. So he was like, he was laughing the whole time. And I turned the corner and on the dance, there's a bar and then there's a dance floor in front of the bar. You got to walk through over the dance floor to get to the bar.
Uh-huh.
And inside of the dance area, there are a couple of men that are dancing with women topless, which is what my eye catches first, that there's topless women dancing in the bar. But the next thing I catch is the oral copulation that's going on top of the fucking bar.
Oh.
Woman on woman, oral copulation.
Okay.
Now, my estimation of a swingers party before my experience being at, well, first of all, the room smelled awful. But second of all, my estimation of a, the room smelled pretty bad. Smelled like cigarettes and
copulation.
My estimation of a swingers party was a bunch of old guys and a bunch of old ladies, right? It was just, I think
it's swingers are for any age.
But,
that was very discriminatory of you, Brian.
Well, thank you. But I was a young kid, and none of my friends had ever talked about going to a swingers party.
Right.
So if none of my friends had talked about going to a swingers party, clearly none of my friends would ever go to a swingers party. But what I found was is that the crowd was actually rather young. They were like college age to 30, I would say, most of them. And I have an email. That's my ticket to the swingers party.
Your phone got excited.
That must be my
Siri just booked you.
That must be my VIP ticket to the swingers party showing up right now. You've been invited to the
Siri heard you. I heard you say swingers party and searched and booked you for tonight.
Can't get those tickets through Publix. I'm going to tell you that right now. My estimation was old people. What I found was it was not. And I didn't stay for long. I just kind of took a walk through. But they had all these separate rooms set up, and there was action going on in those rooms. Oh, yeah. It was rather weird. So when we New York, they bust this party, not because the party is illegal, not because they're all copulating with each other in the middle of this bar.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. It's New York. Anything goes, right? It's because they have more than 10 people gathering in one particular place. So the cops literally went in there and wrote tickets to all the men who were there. Because I didn't see any women in those pictures, did you? No. But what I saw was they had mattresses and bowls of condoms and just kind of gross. I think I would be, in my younger years, I think I would have been open to the idea of, you know, a swingers party, like attending a swingers party. I think I would have been open to the idea if I wasn't so grossed out by the idea. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, but you know, I'm a judgment-free kind of person. I totally, something that may not be for me, may be right for somebody else. As long as you're not hurting anybody, everybody's of age, it's fine. I'm good with it. I may not attend, but
depends on which age that is. Of retirement age, then no, you don't want to be there. But if it's of drinking age, okay, cool.
Yes.
And listen, I want to be, I agree with you. Yeah. I'm not judging the fact that people want to swing. If people want to swing,
go for it.
I'm saying for me personally, I think I'm a little too OCD to handle.
Yes.
You know, dirty mattresses in the middle of a floor with, you know, people copulating on the bar. And then the guy's like, you want a drink? And I'm like,
How about a steak?
Yeah. Do you have a fork and knife? I'm going to dig right in.
Stop it right now. You're asking for the bar.
Trump was, I saw that I was trolling on Twitter. I have the new Twitter, TCB Brian. You can go at the commercial break is our Instagram, and then TCB Brian. And then you have TCB Chrissy, don't you?
TCB Chrissy just got started.
TCB Chrissy. So join us on Twitter or Instagram if you want. If join all three other additional people that are on our Instagram and Twitter pages and follow us. But I was tweeting around the Twittersphere, and I saw that
Twitterverse.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that Trump what's the best way to explain this? There's a lady out there who was pretending to be Trump's sister on Twitter. And I guess for some reason she amassed some following, and then one of Trump's fans retweeted at Trump this nice message that this fake sister had sent, like, you know, keep on fighting the good fight or whatever said.
Exactly.
So Trump responded to all, you know, 106 million people that follow him. Even my sister loves me. Thanks, sis.
Yeah, and in all caps, love.
Love.
I love you.
Yeah, meanwhile, the sister never existed. That's the danger about the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, that even if the president can be fooled, and, you know, let's say this. Even our president can be fooled. Anybody can be fooled.
Yes. Correct.
That's why I don't online date. That and the fact that I'm married with two children.
Right. That's the best reason not to do it.
Yeah. But when I was single, I also didn't do online dating. It's too tough. It's transactional.
It's a lot of work too.
It's like Tinder. Like, describe yourself in one word or less.
Hey, a lot pageant. Of people have found true love and gotten married. And I, again, judgment free on this, but I know back before I met Jeff, I did dip my toe into it, tried it, and it was a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's very transactional. Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, I think people really hide behind the computer screen. So they don't feel any sense of responsibility or culpability and no accountability whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's the difficult part about it. Do I give a shit of people, the online date? I don't care. I think it's, you know, fine. I did it. It was fun. You know, going through Twitter and swiping left and right for hours on end, it was fine. When I was on when I was on Tinder was new. And so it was kind of like a game. It was a game that you played, essentially. You went by and see if you matched with anybody or anybody that you knew, any ex-girlfriends, any of your friends' ex-girlfriends. That was always fun. Play that game. but I know too many people who have been like totally ghosted by people that they dated those dating apps. And that to me seems hurtful.
It does.
I mean, unless you're a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, I'm not a dick. But I did luckily. Get... Luckily, I'm not a dick, but I did get ghosted a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when I was on Twitter.
Tinder.
I keep on saying Twitter. I just got on Twitter. I'm no longer on Tinder.
Let's make
that's TCB Brian on Twitter, not on Tinder. When I was on Tinder, I probably swiped hundreds and hundreds of times and maybe got matched like with 15 different people. Mm-hmm. But what I found was even if you reached out and said something, very rarely did anyone respond.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think 3 or 4 of them responded, maybe 5 of them responded. I actually went on 4 separate Tinder dates, 2 of which just ghosted me. But I think in my circumstances, it was a little understandable why they ghosted me.
Did you do something crazy?
I asked them to pay for the bill. I showed up as Henry from Podcast Universe.
Oh.
And I said, you got to pay the bill.
Henry does do that.
Yeah, he does do that. He's a cheap son of a bitch. When I went on the first date, it was a girl that I actually went to high school with. And she was like 2 years older than I was. So we didn't really know each other in high school. So I get to the bar that we went to. And we quickly realized that we both went to the same high school around the same time. This girl immediately, as soon as we sat down, nice afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia, outside on a bar, immediately starts ordering tequila shots, which is a sign someone's in for a party. Like when you go on a date and someone starts ordering tequila shots, you get a pretty good indication of who they are.
Am I right? Yes.
Yeah.
First date.
Yeah, first date.
Yeah.
We know each other. We have the same friends. You know, you don't want to, at least the way that I would think about it is I really don't want to make a fool of myself here.
Or maybe. She was like, we've got the same friends. You kind of know me. So you know I like to take shots. He's heard of me.
Or maybe she says, this is not the guy that I was hoping would show up.
We have the same friends.
I better get shit-faced because I can't leave because then he's going to tell everybody that I'm rude. She starts taking shots. I'm not following. At some point, I'm just not following because, you know, I'm not going to take 6 tequila shots in 2 hours. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But then the night progressed. But we're having a good time. It's nice conversation. We're laughing a lot. So then the night progresses into this other bar that was close to where you live, actually.
Uh-huh.
And So we're sitting at the bar. We're not there for long. She orders another shot, you know, like a Jell-O maker or whatever the fuck, in Haymaker or whatever the fuck she was drinking. Jell-O maker. I'd like a Jell-O maker, please. Yeah, give me 2.
I haven't heard of Jell-O maker.
Well, just because you haven't been there, sister. Give me 2 bread makers and a wine cask. I'll be right back. Give me 2 bread makers and a coin counter. Put it on my tab.
An oil pump.
Put it on my tab. So she orders yet another round of heavily, you know, sedating alcohol. And I decide I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And she leans in for a kiss. And so we kiss. And she's a relatively attractive woman. I'm like, oh, great. This date is going good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to walk outside and I'm going to call probably Chrissy Hoadley. Right. Tell her that I'm hammered down at the end of the street. And as soon as I get done here, I'll be over there.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm walking up and down the street and I notice, I'm like, I don't know, maybe half a football field away down the block, and I notice that there's a kind of a crowd gathering around one of the trees that is directly outside the bar, but they're like looking up, and I'm like, oh, there must have been a, like, there's a cat up there.
Must be a beautiful bird.
There's a lost pussy up there.
There's a beautiful bird.
What a nice night sky. But what was actually going on is that my date had come outside, for whatever reason she had come outside, and decided to climb the oak tree that was sitting outside of the bar, and by the time I got there, she was almost two stories in the air. She was literally scaling this tree. I don't know even what, know for what reason. I don't know that anybody egged her on. Like, you would think that, okay, you get drunk, you do stupid shit, but there's usually someone that's egging you on to do that. I bet you can't climb that fucking tree. Bet you I can. This girl's just doing it on her own volition. She's riding up the tree. Then now there's people from the bar, like employees, are telling her to get out of the tree. They're like, hey, get out of the tree, trying to help her down. It took 30 minutes. Two police officers, security guards. I think the fire engine showed up at one point.
Oh, no.
But she got stuck in the tree. She couldn't figure out a way down. And she was, by the time she got down from the tree, this girl was like passing out on me. She was, you know, kind of falling asleep on me. Yikes. And so I just put her in a cab and went. So she didn't ghost me in the traditional sense. I think she might have been a little bit embarrassed about what happens.
That makes sense.
So she ghosted me in the traditional sense.
And I bet you were kind of glad, right?
I would have been willing to go on a second date at that point. I am not a proud man. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Not a proud man. I would have gone on a second date with the girl for sure. Did you go on any online dates?
No.
You know, I didn't go on one. Made it.
No, I set up like a profile and that kind of thing. This is 10 years ago. And I set up a profile and kind of got into it and was like, I'm going to find that
special
guy.
Someone.
Yeah, special someone. And no, it was just too much. There was all this inbox. You had a separate email for the dating app. And I don't know. I didn't have that much time.
What was your email? Tell me your email and I'm going to look it up real quick and make sure. What do you?
No, it's just disabled.
Okay. It's disabled?
The email, the profile has been disabled.
Why would you do that? I don't understand Henry. Why you would do that.
I got married, Henry.
Well, listen, when you get married, you make more profiles. That's the way it works. Why? You want to keep your options open. Why limit yourself?
Is that what you did?
Well, listen, I don't want to get into all the specifics. I'm going through a court case right now. A very, very embarrassing time for me and my lovely wife, Ariana Grande.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you this. There is a rule in my country from where I'm from. When you get married, open your options. When you are single, keep them limited. I'm not sure why that is, but we have a very low birth rate in our country. We're not having many children, but it's okay. That's why we marry a lot of foreigners. Now, listen, can you explain to me which application were you on?
I think it was like eHarmony.
Okay. I have a very similar application if you'd like to jump on whenever you get an opportunity. It's called Penis Harmony, and it's for mainly men, but occasionally
penis
with
harmony.
Penis Harmony. Find harmony with your penis. or P-Harmony for short. I don't know why, but we get a lot of weirdos signing up. Let's take a look here. Oh, look. Here's
There's
one.
Gotta
here's
be.
A nice young gentleman. He calls himself Golden Shower 33. He says he's looking for that woman to pee on him. I'm sorry. That's not a great profile for you. Anyway, I'm chock full of men on this website, and we need just a few additional women. So maybe you call Jeff. You say, hey, listen, Jeff, I'm going to I'd want to keep you on your toes. I know things are good between us now, but probably not going to be for very long. So can I please get on Pee Harmony?
I'll consider that marriage advice from you.
Thank you.
Henry Fonda, but
let me give you, if we're talking
P
about
P-Harmony.
P-Harmony. It's like E-Harmony, only it's P-Harmony, and the P, of course, stands for penis.
Yes.
Just in case anybody was wondering.
Is there V-Harmony as well?
No. What, are you kidding? Women on a website by themselves? This is crazy news. You are crazy news. You have wild ideas about the women and their place in society.
I think you're missing out on an opportunity, Henry.
I know I'm missing out on an opportunity to get you to clean my closets.
I am good at organizing closets.
That's why I want you over there. Post-taste, please. Okay, so if you want some advice, we can go through a little bit of of marriage advice that I've been giving people for years, and I have at least two successful divorces under my belt. If a man decides to, it has a wandering eye, allow him to sleep with other women. This will make him less stressed in your household.
Oh?
Yes. How do you like that piece of advice?
It's not speaking to me right now, okay, but maybe listen. I need to think about it.
Jeff, I hope you're listening to this episode because this is directed right at you. Come on, P Harmony, a free membership. You can have a VIPP PP membership if you like. No problem. Okay? Because if you let Jeff go off and do his thing, he will come home much happier. I'm just going to tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. Now, additionally, I always give this marriage advice to new young people in love, newlyweds. Sign a divorce decree immediately after you get married. Keep it somewhere. Keep it close. And that way, when you get into an argument, you can say, I'm going to file this. Do you want me to file this? It keeps the arguments down to a minimum. Let me give you one last piece of advice. It is important that you get your wedding dress and marriage ring appraised immediately. What I like to do is I like to give it to a pawn shop, get some money, take it. You use that money to, you know, get a membership on P Harmony or whatever it is. And then when Jeff asks where the ring is, say, I pawned it. And he will know that you're very upset about
very
the marriage.
Serious.
And he will really make his best effort. He will make you, what is a good dish that you guys cook at the house when you're having an argument? Let's say you and Jeff comes in the door and he says, you know what, Hoadley, I'm not liking you right now. You are my worst enemy. What would you cook him in order to satisfy his loins?
Oh, speaking of loins, I do a really good pork loin.
Pork loin, indeed, yes.
With white wine sauce.
White wine sauce. Look, you are just...
very delicious. You Americans and homemade pasta.
Oh, homemade pasta. Mm-hmm. So this is what I would do. I take a little bit of saline solution or X-Lax, and I put it into the pasta. It doesn't bother the taste one bit, but it gives Jeff the holy shits, and you will have your revenge. Montezuma's revenge.
Okay.
Yes. But if you really want to make Jeff come back to the table, so to speak, with love and affection, cook for him 3 llama balls. These are my mom's llama balls. Oh. But they're not what you think. They're actually just llama meat chopped up. And, you know, it's like a meatball, but it's with llama meat. Do you need a llama?
I don't.
We actually have a couple of llamas on P Harmony.
You do?
Well, yes, it's a thing people are into. So, okay, listen, I don't want to give you too much marriage advice because of what I'm afraid is you're going to take it and then, you know, you and Jeff are going to have the perfect marriage. Mm-hmm. So just calm down. Now, additionally, when are we going to go on a date?
Well, we've got a holiday coming up.
Oh, that's right. This is a perfect time for you to come vacuum my...
Maybe we could look like a New Year's type thing.
Ah, yeah. Listen, I'm going to put together a swingers party in the New Year's. I just sent Brian his invitation. I don't know if you heard it or not.
I heard that come through.
Okay, you, Brian, Jeff, Astrid, the whole gang, you all show up and we'll have a good time, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We here at P Harmony are always, always here to help your ego. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Wow, Henry. Henry's got all kinds of ideas, doesn't he?
He does. He's very confident.
Well, I mean, he's from that, you know, he's probably from a country where things are a little bit more machismo than they are here. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand where Henry is coming. P Harmony.
The VIPP.
The VIPP. We've got VIPP tickets to the P Harmony party. Ooh, sounds like fresh fruit and llamas. That's what's going to be there.
Sweet.
Oh, excuse me, I'm melting. I'm sorry. I have to just wipe off my forehead.
Oh, are you pulling a Giuliani?
Did you see that?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This is about like a week old by the time people are going to hear this, but
yeah.
And there's no way that you could have not heard that Giuliani started melting at a press conference. You saw the pictures. What do you think that was, actually?
I don't know, because at first it would seem like it was hair dye. However, many people color their hair and that doesn't happen. So what I've heard is maybe it was like a little bit of touch up, like mascara, maybe something around the hairline. And then he was sweating.
To kind of define the hairline a little bit. That's what my wife thought. She didn't think that it was hair dye.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you would think if they make hair dye, protect against sweat.
It's got to withstand. But something that's just temporary. that you're putting on.
Yeah, like mascara, pen, squid ink. Mm-hmm.
The spray.
Squid ink.
It could have been dry shampoo. They have those and that are colored.
Crayola.
Yeah.
He seems to me like a Crayola.
He could have just done a quick touch up. A little black Crayola crayon.
You know what the crazy part to me is about Giuliani? 9/11 comes around. What a terrible time for our country.
Yes.
What a terrible moment to live through. How terrible it is for all the people that lost family members and loved ones. And Giuliani is like a ray of sunshine.
He emerged as the
nation's mayor.
Yeah.
So he, in a really shitty situation, for those of you who may not be old enough to remember or don't live in this country, Rudy Giuliani spoke up. He took center stage. He became this guy that led us through this terrible time in the nation. Not that he was like, you know, leading the charge to get Osama bin Laden. He was leading the charge to put the nation back together, to make it seem like everything was okay.
The city where it, you know, really was ground zero.
That's right.
Literally. So, yeah.
So we all felt really good about Rudy Giuliani. I did,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah, I loved him. People were, you know, run for president. People were talking about that.
Yeah, and here's the one thing that I'll never forget.
How far he has fallen.
The one thing that I will never forget is the time that Saturday Night Live went off air. Everyone went off air for a long time. All the live programs, like David Letterman at the time, Jay Leno at the time, they all took a break because it was really hard to be funny and during this incredibly serious time in our nation's history. And so I think that break may have lasted 2 weeks. I'm not sure. And so did Saturday Night Live, who was in the middle of running live programming. But when they came back, Rudy Giuliani opened up that show, if I'm not mistaken. Did he open it up or close it down? There really is no difference. Mm-hmm. It's just, one opens the door and one closes the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There really is no difference except for a two-hour difference. There's one host. And then there's a person who... Yeah. You know how Saturday Night Live works. Closes down the show, and what did he say? Like, we'll be back, or we're back, and better
Very
than ever.
Inspiring words,
Very
I remember.
Very inspiring words.
And since then...
Very inspiring words I remember that I don't remember.
I remember them being very inspiring. I don't remember exactly what they were, but they were inspiring. And now I kind of picture it as a reverse. You know the thing on The Price is Right where the tick,
oh, yeah, yeah, the little like mountain climber.
The mountain climber. Yep. You're climbing up. Correct. I feel like it's reverse.
Yes.
He's gone tick, 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 down.
And it's not, listen, I don't, whatever, the legal challenges to the election, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like how kooky he's become.
Yeah.
He's just like.
It's weird.
Totally fucking off his rocker. Did you see his shoes?
He's basically, he was the one that was involved in the Russian stuff that got Trump impeached. I don't know why Trump still has any kind of affiliation with him.
They grew up in the New York, they kind of ruled the roost in New York for the same period of time.
I think he's got something on
him. Something on him. Mm-hmm. There must be. Those two are like bosom buddies. They must have something on each other because they are really attached to the hip. And Giuliani is doing Trump absolutely no favors right now.
Yeah, I mean, he just booked a press conference at Four Seasons Landscape.
Welcome to Four Seasons Landscape and Press Conference Facility. It was insane to me the way that he conducted himself during these last two press conferences. But what's more insane is the shoes that he was wearing. Did you see that? They were blocks of shoes. They were literally rectangle shoes. And they had right angles. There was no curvature to them. They were right angles. I'm going to put a picture up on the website. You have to see these shoes.
Yeah.
It's like Fred Flintstone made those shoes.
Yes.
It's insane. So now he's bleeding mascara all over the place. He's got Fred Flintstone shoes. And he's talking about Hugo Chavez.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
And booking press conferences at Four Seasons Landscaping.
Four Seasons. How do you get that one wrong?
You don't pay attention. You don't follow through.
You don't get that one wrong. That's the thing. Absolutely not. I went to, so my mother-in-law has this computer, right? My mother-in-law has a computer and she dropped it. She it got pushed off the.
Oh no.
I don't know why this just came in my head, but so she pushes the computer on accident off the table and it breaks. It won't turn back on. Oh. So we look around the city for a computer repair guy. Computer repair guys are in high demand right now, as you can imagine. Everyone's working from home. Mm-hmm. They have their own personal laptops. So most of these guys are saying that, you know, they can either come to your house or you can come to them, but it's $129 just to diagnose it, and they can't see it till next Thursday. And which just wouldn't work because my mother-in-law had to work on the computer. So we looked around, and locally we found this place that for $29, they would fix the issue. They would diagnose it and fix it, and they would do it in an hour. Mm. It's unbelievable.
For 29?
29 bucks. Oh. $29. So I was a little bit suspicious. My wife found this place. I was a little bit suspicious that they're putting some malware in your computer.
Yeah, that's too good to be true.
Yeah, of course. You're going to show up and it's going to be some homeless guy like, I fixed your computer with some tin foil and a soldering iron. So we show up and it's this little, next to a Dunkin' Donuts in the little place. And Astrid drops it off and then the guy calls and says, hey, it's ready to be picked up. So I go into the place. I show up. They have a counter and then they have this little area which has some computers on it, and then there's a big, you can see, back room in the back. And in the back room, there must be 20 or 25 college-age kids that are all back there, I assume, working on computer stuff. Chrissy, I shit you not that when I walk into this place, it smelled like Doritos and wet farts. I mean, it was like the...
that sounds about right.
It smelled so, so bad in there. It was awful, awful. So luckily I had... And I had a mask on, right? So I have a mask on.
When you smell something through the mask, you're like, oh, that's got to be pungent. Yeah.
The good news about the mask is, in my opinion, is now you know if you have bad breath and you're not subjecting everybody to it, right? You immediately know if coffee breath is on board.
That's so true.
Yeah, you're like, huh.
The other day, yes.
What's that stink? Oh, it's me. So when I walk in, not only am I dealing with my own coffee breath, but then this overwhelming smell of literally Doritos and farts smells like my son's waste, like my son's diaper pail. With Dorito cheese on it, right?
Gross.
Like, oh my God. Holy, I could barely stand in there for like 2 seconds. I'm super sensitive to smells. And I was like, oh my God, it smells so awful. And all I could imagine
is... Let me leave my computer here. Seems like a
is that sperm on my computer? All I could imagine was just a bunch of college kids in the back, you know? Playing Doom and watching porn on my computer,
oh, yeah.
Eating Cheetos, stinking the place up. It smelled like a fucking fraternity house. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was the most awful smell. But they did fix the computer for $29.
Wow.
On time, as they had promised.
Also installed spyware.
I know. They did. Of course they did. Don't you think? Like, that's the kind of the gig. Yeah, they install some.
They will be blackmailing you at some point in the future.
They're watching my wife walk around the house naked. I often wonder about that little camera right on the top of my computer. I'm like, huh, I wonder if someone's watching right now. There are places on the internet where you can go on the regular internet, not even the dark web, where you can go and they're showing is cameras.
I put a little piece of tape.
Oh, you do? You do that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I figure, you know, I'm not all that attractive. I'm getting old. If someone wants to get their rocks off, whatever.
Go ahead.
Yeah, knock yourself out. Here's my balls are hanging low. Feel free to take a picture. Back in 1822, my balls were fresh, sitting right there, right on top.
You were pumping oil.
My balls were so fresh, they were on top. Now they're knocking my kneecap, son. But I say, if you want to take a picture, feel free.
Oh, there's a bit about that in the new Chris Rock special.
About low-hanging balls?
Yes.
It's true.
Balls dropping.
Yeah, it's true. It happens. It's gravity.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
Jeff was dying laughing. I'm like, is that happening?
100%.
It's like, not to me, but it is. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Not to me. Don't lie, Jeff. It's not like happening to like some exaggerated degree. But when they were fresh, they were just like right there. They were with you. It was all connected, right? It was one big unit. And then
women have the same.
Yeah, women have the same. Women have the same problem.
Everything kind of gravity takes its toll.
Every year, they just start to creep. Yeah, you feel them a little bit lower down on your leg. And here's the other thing too: is that you have to go to the
ball bra.
I do need
men need ball bras.
I need a nutsack, literally.
A little sack.
There's this show on HBO. There's a show on HBO. I don't know what it's called, but it's this guy who just runs around New York filming stuff. Have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
I wish I could. I love HBO.
I will
promise you that I will talk about this next episode because you have to watch this show. He asks a question, then he runs around New York randomly filming people trying to get to the bottom of this question. Like, how do we fairly split the bill, right? Uh-huh. But then he randomly is just filming people all around New York and pieces it together in documentary style. It's so
that's great.
Fucking funny.
I will look for this.
The guy was talking about how to properly cover his couch, right? With plastic. Because in New York, that's, you know, people cover their furniture with plastic. My grandma did it when in Chicago too. I think it's a thing for old people to do because they don't want to ruin their furniture.
But so then you can't even use it properly.
Well, that's the whole point, right? That's what the comedy of it.
Keep it fresh.
But he goes so far off the mark when he goes and he meets a man. He starts talking about things that are covered up. He goes and he meets a man that has invented a device that men who have been circumcised. It slowly pulls their skin so much that they get uncircumcised. It makes a like an actual foreskin that wraps the head of their penis. So this thing is like two clips that clip onto the skin of your penis, and then you hang it on the headboard. And it's, your dick
I think that's a sex thing.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
I swear to God, the guy who invented it is sitting naked in his bed with just a t-shirt on. His dick's all stretched out. Well, oh my God, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I need that. I need that. And I'll just attach it to my balls.
Or a ball bra.
Yeah, it's a nutsack. A ball bra. Here's the other thing that fucking sucks, and I will tell you this right now. What sucks is getting up and peeing every 15 fucking seconds in the middle of the night. That's what stinks. I drink a lot of liquid during the day. I'm a big water drinker, so I just keep, you know.
Cleansing.
I don't know if it's cleansing. I'm just thirsty. Yes, I'm cleansing my thirsty taste in my mouth. I keep on drinking water. Water, 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 coffee, tea, whatever I can get my hands on, I'm always drinking. So it's inevitable that in the evening, you know, that all that water's got to go somewhere. Yeah. When I was a young man and I didn't drink quite as much liquid that was healthy for me, I would just drink beer. Holy, I could sleep for 11 and a half hours, wake up with a rock hard morning boner, and then just pee for 10 hours. I mean, I'd literally stand there for like 15
minutes.
That's
a whole day. Just 11 hours sleeping, 10 hours
with a morning boner, 11 hours peeing that morning boner away, just like this whole thing.
You had one good hour. Right. You're out doing something.
Working on the next morning boner. I just stand in the shower and just pee straight up. Hey! But now, yeah, it's like, you know, at 2 o'clock and at 5 o'clock in the morning, my prostate's just telling me, you have to go to the bathroom, dude. You have to get up and go to the bathroom. And that part sucks.
Gosh. So
balls hanging low, big old prostate. What are we going to do?
Speaking of sleeping, that brings up the sleeping thing because I'm a really hard sleeper.
Hard sleeper.
I'm a hard sleeper. Jeff says he gets jealous because when I fall asleep, I am out.
Sleep hard. You too can sleep hard. Oh, I sleep hard. Don't trust me. I wake up hard too. So
my point was that it's really been through the pandemic and then now with the election that my sleep patterns have completely changed. And I know yours have because you have two young children.
100%.
For sure.
Yes.
But I don't. And I've always been a night owl.
I can let you borrow
mine. And then I kind of sleep in, you know, in the mornings. Now, I mean, my body is exactly on some kind of a weird 5 to 6 hour schedule.
So you just sleep for 5 or 6 hours?
Yes. Like this morning I woke up at 5 a.m. I went to bed at 11. Woke up, bing, 5 a.m. And I can't go back to sleep. I'm like, this is too early.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's too early.
You know,
so then I'm trying to read.
So what do you do?
To fall back asleep. That's, yeah.
Do you fall back asleep? Sometimes?
Eventually after like 2 hours.
So you go to bed at 11. You get up at 5. You go back to bed at 7. Mm-hmm. Then what time are you waking up?
Like 11? Maybe like 9:30.
That's not too bad.
No, but it's just throwing me off, Brian.
Yeah.
I think it's just the anxiety and the
situation. It's the whole thing. Everyone's all upside down.
Who else is feeling this way?
Info@tcbpodcast.com.
Let us know how you're feeling too, because I feel like it's other people too.
It's got to be. info@tcbpodcast.com is where you can email us your questions. And the first of the new year, we're going to do a segment every single show where we answer your questions, no matter what they are. and let us know if you're as upside down. I would love to get some, we'll talk about this a different time, but we're going to just start taking callers too in the new year. So maybe we can talk about that, because the pandemic will still be raging, still be raging through the first of the new year. But
I feel like we're all maintaining just as best we can right now.
It's a forced interruption and no one really knows what to fucking do. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one's dealt with this in 100 years and those people still aren't around. Except for me.
You're still kicking it.
I'm still kicking it. Nuts hanging down right on top of my ankles. Every time I walk, I hear a sound, a thud thud of another ball. Bong, bong. What is that? My wife's name is Nancy. And I said, Nancy, what is that sound? And she says, those must be your balls hitting the top of your loafers. Sometimes my nuts give my shoes a shine. Occasionally I step on them. I can't feel them. They're so far away. It takes about an hour for me to feel the pain. I'll step on them on 2 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, I'm sore. I don't know what's going on. I pee so much, I fell asleep. My shoes a shine. That's right. I take one of those contraptions. I just put a little buff and wax on the bottom of my balls. I just let them go to town. I kick my feet and I...
Now that is what I call multitasking.
That's right. I got an important meeting coming up. I just go ahead and wiggle my feet around. Ding, 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 ding. I pee so much I fell asleep on the toilet. Me and Nancy never slept in the same bed. That was rude back then, of course. You know, I sleep in one room, she sleeps in the other. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I just fall asleep on the toilet. I don't get a morning boner anymore. I don't get a morning boner anymore, sunshine. I call it the perpetual downward dog. I let my balls hang out in the water and I just got to careful not to flush them. I got to stand up.
Oh my God. Oh.
Well, this has been fun.
I've learned a lot.
I've learned too much. I've learned about my own self. It's like one of those old puberty movies. Exploring your body. Da-da-da. Skit, skit, da-da-da-do-da. I'm sorry. This is laughing so hard. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes. All of our YouTube videos are accessible through the website. Join the break room if you want access to the second show coming up after the first of the year. You'll need to be a member of the break room. There's no charge. Not yet. And I just keep preparing,
free shoe shine and tips.
Hey, and hey, we wanted to say something, and I want to say two things. Number one, we just reached 50,000 listeners, so thank you to everyone that is out there listening out in the world, out in the United States, everywhere around the world. Thank you very much for listening. Number two, we're going to be in Podcast Magazine in December, on December 1st, that issue. Go to podcastmagazine.com. You can sign up for a subscription there and you can vote for your favorite podcast, which would be this one, to be in the Hot 50. The Hot 50 is a monthly chart of trending podcasts. Mm-hmm. And we've recently been on Chartable and Apple's trending podcast, which is
so exciting.
Super happy.
Party emojis.
I know. So excited. Never expected any of this to happen. No. Never expected any of this to happen. So it's just insane. We're along for the ride. Grateful that we can lend a laugh every now and then. So, from my balls to your balls. From my balls to your balls. Chrissy Hoadley to Brian Green. We'll talk to you next time. Oh, join us on the after show.
To get access to the commercial break after show, go to tcbpodcast.com and join the break room. You'll get access to the after show, YouTube extras, live shows, and much more. Follow at The Commercial Break on Instagram and Facebook. It's that squiggly little email thing, @ The Commercial Break. The Commercial Break is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley. The Commercial Break returns next Wednesday with an all-new episode. We are available on most podcast providers. Tune us in and ride it out.